We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program as we start to ramp up for the Super Bowl weekend here at the South Point and the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. And of course, on the South Point streaming network at YouTube, we welcome you to the show. Yes, this is a racing show, but as you know, everybody is looking towards the Super Bowl as well. And there's going to be a lot of action going on here at the South Point. That's for sure. Get to that in just a moment. But I want to welcome all of the other folks listening outside of YouTube, like our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. Our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google Phone. You can get your apps. The app, of course, for KSHP gets you listening through the radio station, and the YouTube app, of course, you can see and hear us on the YouTube South Point Network streaming there. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well, simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show. All I can say is that it's going to be an exciting weekend here in Las Vegas. I can tell you this right now. that people are starting to roll up the highway, getting on in their airplanes and getting here for the big Super Bowl party that extends all through Las Vegas, Nevada. However, if you want the best party and the one that complements you, the customer, it's here at the South Point. Because South Point, of course, will have the entire facility open with all of the TV sets. Even in the blackjack area, you'll be able to see TV sets and the Super Bowl. Big game parties here on Sunday. Of course, free admission, free to park your car, free to walk in the door, free admission to all of the places, including all of the ballrooms upstairs. And, of course, they'll have betting kiosks. They'll have certainly food and drink discounts. It's ridiculous, the food and drinks. When you measure the food and drink cost of what's going to happen here at South Point compared to all of those corporate places up the street, it's like unbelievable. And it's just a way of saying thank you and appreciating the customer out there here at the South Point for the big Super Bowl. And, of course, multitudes, I mean pages of proposition bets for you to take a little wager on to enjoy the Super Bowl. It all happens here at the South Point on Sunday. Now, the ballrooms and the showrooms and will all open. The doors will open early in the morning. And, of course, all I can say is that the lounges will be full. The book will be full, both in the sports and horse book, because the racing will wrap up before the Super Bowl starts, because they have an early post time out at Santa Anita. That'll all wrap up. And as soon as the last race is official and the race book, they'll turn all the TV sets on the sports feed for the Super Bowl. And, of course, all of those seats in the race book that would be vacant for race players can now be had by folks who want to watch the Super Bowl. And a lot of racing fans, by the way, a lot of race players here expect to stay after the races and enjoy the Super Bowl as well. So we invite you out here at the South Point. And, of course, if you're coming into town from out of town, it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the building here, not to worry about that. As far as the temperatures are concerned, here in Las Vegas, we're going to get up to about 72 degrees today. The overnight low is, it's about 51, 52 degrees outside right now. That's the weather. That's going to be the way the weather is throughout the entire weekend. In the high 40s, low 50s in the mornings, and of course, the low 70s and high 60s in the afternoon. And after today, we're going to get, we have a wind warning that is supposed to expire at about 7 o'clock tonight here in Las Vegas. We've been having wind for the last couple of days, but the wind will be gone by then, and the entire weekend should look just beautiful outside. If you're planning on coming up, come on up and enjoy the Super Bowl. And a couple of races out there this weekend that have Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks leaderboard points to it as well. The Sam Davis, 20 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, and the Suncoast, 20 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. And our handicappers will help you out trying to get winners. They did that yesterday. Handicappers came up big yesterday at Gulfstream Park. Jonathan Ardoon and Rich Eng, of course, you remember, landed on the same horse yesterday at Gulfstream Park. Well, that was the good housekeeping seal of handicapper approval for that horse, and that horse got there. Degree of Risk, in a nice ride by Tyler Gaffleone, gets there for Nolan Ramsey, paying $6 even on the win end there. So we want to thank Jonathan and Rich for that. And at Aqueduct yesterday, Jerry J's Power Page play in the fourth race came in, where Fade to Gray won. It paid $5.40, but he hit the exacta and the trifecta. The dollar exacta paid $8.40, and the 50-cent trifecta paid $9.55, which I thought was a pretty big price in a short field like that with the favorite winning. So we want to thank Jerry J for that. And Dwayne Carlucci from the Rampart, which was with us yesterday, not only told us about everything that was happening there at the Super Bowl as well, but, you know, Dwayne is a loves horse racing and is a horse player at heart. And Dwayne Carlucci, the manager there at the Racing Sportsbook at the Rampart, gave us a horse yesterday. And that horse won at Turfway Park. Independent Paul. Independent Paul paid $11.38 to win. Thank you very much, Dwayne. So now we're going to keep the heat on our handicappers for the weekend, because we need some money to be playing the Super Bowl and all that other good stuff. Today, we got Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Rich Eng will be with us. We're going to ask Rich Eng to recap all of the proposition bets that he's been making throughout the week for you again. I asked him to do that on today's show. And by the way, Richie, of course, made, I think, about four or five, maybe six proposition bets as well. So we'll ask him about that. He'll review his prop bets for us. Of course, John Linda will be with us, and so will Jerry Jackowitz. He'll be back with us as well. And so we will get started with our Friday show as we ramp up the big weekend here at the South Point. Do want to make mention of a nasty-looking day yesterday at Parks Racing. They had two separate spills yesterday at Parks Racing. In the third race yesterday at Parks, we had two horses that went down. One was euthanized. Two jockeys, Jorge Vargas and Francisco Martinez, were taken to the hospital in that one. And then in the seventh race, we had just one horse that went down, but that horse was euthanized as well. And jockey Angel Castillo came off, but was standing up immediately after the race there. So you had two jockeys that were hospital, two horses that were euthanized yesterday, and two separate spills at Parks Racing. So we just we take the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that's what happened yesterday at Parks. All right, again, we want to remind you that our handicappers are standing by right away. Right now, as far as the weather is concerned, as I say, about 51 degrees out there. We're going to get up to 72 today here in Las Vegas. Miami will be 79. They're going to cap out 79 today, as well as Tampa Bay. You have New York topping out at 42, Washington at 51. Chicago, Chicago, cold there. They're going to top out at freezing, 32 degrees there. Detroit's going to be 29 today, so the big freeze is kind of in the northern half of the contiguous 48. Of course, it's warm in the south, like San Antonio. It's going to be 81 today. Phoenix, Arizona, 78. Los Angeles, 62. We have a development, a story that's developing out at Santa Anita. If you remember, John Linda was telling us the other day that it was a give and take whether they get any rain that went down there in Southern California with that front coming through in the mid and Northern California area. And there is some rain around the Southern California area right now, but that's not the developing story. What happened was they had what I assumed they said was a power outage that stopped the pump, a water pump at Santa Anita. And because of that, the tunnel for the horses leading to the racetrack from the paddock side, the tunnel was flooded. And so they're trying to get that repaired now, and you know, that could affect the races today. We just don't know yet. We'll get the latest from John Lindo on that. But as far as the rain is concerned in Southern California, it looks like it's going to be okay in that part of the area. As far as the mountain range in California, that you know, the mountain range between California and Nevada, northern Nevada, a lot of snow going on there. You got snow in Idaho and Montana, etc. And spots of snow in the New York State, Pennsylvania, and up in the Northeast. But otherwise, it looks like pretty good racing across the country, pretty good weather as far as the racing places are concerned, the racing tracks today. All right. Enough said about all of that good stuff. Time to get started with running through our show and our handicappers. So we're going to take our first break. Want to remind everybody, though, if you go to YouTube, you can start chatting away on the chat box. The chatters are chatting away. They have a great time every day getting together. It's like a big coffee clutch of chatters out there, and you can join them. Just go to YouTube, hit South Point Studios, get to that page at Race Day. When you get the Race Day page, you'll see the chat box on the right-hand side of the page, and you can start chatting away with them. If you have not subscribed already, do it. Subscribe. It's free. And once you subscribe, you can start chatting on the chat box. But you need to subscribe to do it. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, ramping it up for the weekend on this Friday show, and they're chatting away, and they're doing some, there's some unbelievable chats going on here on the chat box, and one gentleman, Bob, somehow or another found on YouTube a call that I had in a harness race at Garden State Park in another lifetime years ago, and it was where a horse, the Great Annihilator, got upset by Armbro Dallas in that one. So they're just talking about a whole bunch of other great stuff, that's for sure. By the way, one of the gentlemen here thought that the Fairplex Park at Pomona, in the L.A. County Fair at Pomona, the Fairplex Park, said he thought it was a 5/8-mile track. It was a 5/8-mile track at the end of its run there. But originally, in the years past, in the earlier years, it was an exact half-mile track. It was a 4-furlong track around, but they expanded it to 5/8 of a mile somewhere, I think, in the late 70s, early 80s. So just some of the things that are happening on the chat box. So go chat away on the chat box at YouTube. Okay, Gulfstream Park, to wrap up what happened there yesterday. David Deegan won a couple of races. He won the first race for Jeremiah O'Dwyer. That paid $14.20. O'Dwyer came back in the second race with Amia Nichols and had a winner there and paid $3.80. So trainer Jeremiah O'Dwyer won the early double at Gulfstream Park. Deegan came back with his second winner for Eduardo Nunez in the fourth, paying $9.20. Of course, as I said, both Jonathan and Rich Ang came with the winner of the fifth race. Tyler Gaffleon aboard Degree of Risk, paying $6 even for Nolan Ramsey. Jorge Delgado, trainer Jorge Delgado, had a couple of wins. He won the sixth race, paying $5.80 for with Edgard Saez. Then Saez and Delgado came back together again for their second wins each in the eighth race, paying $9 even. Todd Pletcher won the last race with Ired Ortiz Jr., paying $8.40. The pick six paid a little over $2,600 there. As far as Aqueduct was concerned, on a muddy track yesterday at Aqueduct, all I can say is Jose Lascano got unseated coming out of the starting gate in the second race. He was okay, though. Winner there was Sweet Brown Sugar, paying $11 even for Lane Luzzi. Jockey Lane Luzzi had three wins yesterday. He came back in the third race, paid $27, and then capped it off in the sixth race for Richard Dutrow, paying $9.30. Kendrick Carmoose checked in with a couple of winners back-to-back. He won the fourth race. That was Jerry J's Power Page Play winner. Fade DeGray, that paid $5.40 for Todd Pletcher, came back for Linda Rice in the fifth race and paid $4.10. You get the gist. The highest-priced winner yesterday at Aqueduct was that $27 winner in the third race. But yet, they didn't hit the pick six yesterday at Aqueduct. Five out of six paid $221.75. They got a carryover in the pick six at Aqueduct today and the pick six there at the Big A. And, of course, reminding you again, Dwayne Carlucci came up with a nice winner for us at Turfway Park, $11.38 there. Time to get to your racing menu for today. This is the racing menu for today, Friday, reminding you that we always do that the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. If you're listening anywhere else around the world in many different time zones, adjust the Pacific time zone to whatever one you're in, and then you get the first post times right where you're at. I don't want you to miss anything. I don't want you to miss a bet. So I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has nine races today, and they have a couple of carryovers. The Super High 5 carryover, $14,253. Tampa Bay's Pick 6 Jackpot carryover, $18,586. And their first post time for nine races is set at 9:15. Then we go to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has nine races today. Their Pick 6 Jackpot carryover, the Rainbow Pick 6 Jackpot carryover, is building up now. It's sitting at $234,144 for today. $234,144. Gulfstream Parks, Rainbow Pick Six jackpot carryover. Nine races today at Gulfstream and a first post time of 9:20. Laurel Park kicks in with their racing card today. Eight races. First post time is at 9:25. 9:25 at Laurel Park today. And then we get to the Big A, Aqueduct in New York. Aqueduct has eight races. Remember, they just had seven yesterday, but they got eight races today at Aqueduct. And we see that the weather conditions there, mostly sunny, 44 degrees. The track will be labeled good to start out the racing card. It'll be labeled good from yesterday's mud. And again, first post time at Aqueduct for eight races is set at 10:10. 10:10, first post time at Aqueduct. Oaklawn Park, Hot Springs, Arkansas, 10 races today at Oaklawn, and a first post time of 10:30 at Oaklawn Park today. Following that, following Oaklawn, we have Fairgrounds. The Fairgrounds has a pick six carryover, a regular pick six carryover, $3,710. They have eight races. Their first post time is at 10:45. Then we go to Sunland Park. Sunland Park has nine races today, a couple of stakes races. The Winsome Lad is the seventh race on the card, and the Jameson Memorial is the eighth race on the card. The Winsome Lad sees Blue Devil as the 8-5 favorite, and the Jameson Memorial has the favorite at 2-1, and that is, of course, Let Him Be. Nine races today at Sunland, and a first post time at Sunland Park at 11:25. They got a couple of small carryovers. Super High 5, 572. Pick 5, Sunland Park, regular Pick 5 carryover, $979 there at Sunland. And then we get to Santa Anita. Santa Anita back in business. We hope today, we hope they get that flooded tunnel out of the way and get ready for racing at Santa Anita. Nine races if they go. First post time is at 12:30 at Santa Anita today for their first race. A post time with nine races on tap. Penn National. Penn National has a first post time of nine races at 2:45. 2:45 at Penn National today. And Delta Downs has nine races. Their first post time is at 2:50. 2:50 at Delta Downs. Delta Downs. Again, Penn National's first post time, 2:45. It's usually a three, but it's 2:45 today. Delta Downs' first post time is 2:50 for their nine races. Turfway Park has 10 races today. Turfway Park Super High 5 carryover, $2,693. They also have a pick 6 jackpot carryover today at Turfway Park, $53,773. 10 races, first post time, 2:55. Then we'll wrap it up with Charlestown. Charlestown Races has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $3,579. They have 8 races, and their first post time at Charlestown is set at 4 p.m. at Charlestown today. And as far as what happened yesterday across the country, around the country, the top payoff yesterday, Fairgrounds Pick 5 for 50 cents paid $38,205.80. That was at Fairgrounds yesterday, the highest payoff in the nation. Let's go to a man who's going to give us some payoffs of hopefully today. And that is Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. I just got a text from our friend Kyle, and he said that the fourth race at Santa Anita will now be run on the main track. It's off the turf.
Okay.
From the racing office.
This came from the racing office? So the fourth race,
yes.
That, by the way, was the only race that was scheduled for the turf. So now it's on the main track today. And that's at six.
Correct.
That's at six furlongs on the main at Santa Anita. Thank you for the update. Anyhow,
you're welcome.
Any thoughts about what you saw yesterday around the country?
No, it was a nice day of racing. The field sizes, obviously, at Aqueduct were ridiculous, and the fact they were able to get a pick six carryover when you had a three horse race in the mix, pretty interesting.
You know, I could tell you that though. You know, when you get small fields like that, people who usually bet the pick six won't go deep in races, so they might find one or two horses that they can single in the race, and as soon as that horse gets beat, those tickets are gone.
Yep, that's what it came down to, and today's card is much better. The only card really in jeopardy will be Sunday at Aqueduct. They're expecting a snowstorm to hit Saturday night. Hopefully it stays away till after racing on Sunday.
The carryover in the pick six, though, and it really tells you what the short fields and the muddy conditions play into people who want to, you know, gamble and bet. The carryover, $12,642.30. Now, that would be anemic on any other day, but I guess it wasn't too bad for yesterday's card because it really looked miserable out there.
Yeah, but you never see a $12,000 pick six carryover, not in New York, not in California. Certain tracks, they play it. Come up with $12,000, that's really, like, not much.
Yeah, yeah. all I can tell you is that's what it is for today.
It is what it is.
Well, what's the card look like today as far as you're concerned? How's it look?
Much better than yesterday, obviously. We have eight races to begin with. Yesterday they had 39 horses running, Ralph, on a seven-race card. So do the math. Today is much better.
All right. Well, and of course, we'll be looking at both those races tomorrow at Tampa Bay that have Derby and Oaks leaderboard points as well. We'll do that tomorrow, those Tampa Bay races. And of course, Aqueduct, they'll have a couple of stakes races tomorrow as well. We'll take a look at those. But as far as, that horse that you guys picked yesterday, you and Richie picked yesterday, Gulfstream Park, what a great ride Tyler Gaffione gave him. It was a little bit scary at the top of the stretch because he couldn't find a spot, and you knew his horse was screaming to run, but he found the spot.
He was loaded. He was loaded turning for home. All he had to do was find room, and that's what happened. And Tyler Gaffione is just terrific. I mean, he gives 100% every time, and horses run for him, so that's a good thing.
Now, Irad, it seems that he was limited to just one winner, and it came in the last race on Todd Pletcher's horse. He's not getting those multiple wins as often as right now at the Gulfstream. I guess that would be a lull for him, you know, like just winning one race on the card.
Exactly. He's used to winning 3-4 races a day, especially during this meet. You know, he gets all the live mounts for the most part. But listen, you got Tyler Gaffione riding well. Luis Saez is riding terrific. Junior Alvarado. So even Johnny V is showing up. So it's spread around, and that's good. You don't want one guy winning all the races, and it's a good situation.
You know, a guy who does good work there as a jockey that doesn't get mentioned that much with the group that you just said was Edgard Zayas. I mean, Zayas can – he's got – horseback's good.
Well, he rides there all year, Ralph, and he rides a lot first call for Safi Joseph. So when you're going to ride for Safi Joseph, chances are you're going to have, you know, win your handful of races, and that's what, taking advantage of the opportunities he gets.
I will say this, with Dylan Davis getting down there at Gulfstream Park, Davis is riding a lot of horses for Safi Joseph Jr. Now, if you remember, it wasn't too long ago, it was less than a year ago, where, Joseph convinced Drayden Van Dyke to go to Florida to ride for him. Now, all of a sudden, it doesn't look like Drayden Van Dyke's getting any mounts for Safi, let alone anybody else.
Well, his business tailed off, that's for sure. The interesting thing about Dylan Davis is, if you remember, maybe a week or two ago, Irad Ortiz took off mounts, and Dylan Davis climbed aboard for Safi Joseph. He won a couple of races that day, taking over for Irad, and now it looks like he's in that barn. So the life of a jockey, what could I tell you?
Yes, he made the most of Irad being out of town for Irad's main clients, and you got to think that Dylan Davis made his way into those barns a little bit stronger by those performances that weekend. And you're right, these jocks can't be in more than one place at a time. And the fact is, when these racetracks have these stakes races all over the country, and you're riding for a client that that you're riding at number one for a stakes horse, you got to keep that commitment. And Flavian Pratt seems to be the guy that's handling that the most between Brad Cox and Chad Brown. He's going all over the place, but there hasn't been that much of a conflict with him, you know, picking one trainer's horses over another yet.
You're right. I mean, last Saturday, if you remember, he went to Tampa Bay Downs to ride four stake races for Chad Brown. He ended up winning all four of them. He's again at Tampa Bay this weekend. He's riding in the Sam F. Davis for Brad Cox. He has a couple of mounts for Chad Brown, so he knows for some way he just seems to always be in the right horse at the right time.
Well, he is a very talented rider, but I can say that I think his agent is just as talented juggling all of those balls and keeping him running.
You piss a lot of people off when you jump off a horse to ride another one after you won on the horse the last time out. You know, it's a juggling act, and again, a lot of people get mad at you, but that's the nature of the game.
Two things that I do believe the best of the agents in my lifetime had was discipline and like a diplomat. They were, you know, they took.
You have to have the gift of gab. have to know the stories to tell people. And
yeah, they take all the hits for the jockey when things don't go right, and they know how to read a condition book and get them on the best mounts. That's for sure. All right. Well, let's get started with some picks. What do you say?
All right. Let's go to Aqueduct. Look at the third race today. It's 6.5 furlongs on the main track, and I like the number 7 horse in here, Hazardous Humor. This is a 6-year-old mare claimed last time out by trainer Rob Attriss. He claimed this horse back in November. He freshened her up. He steps her up in company. She's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. She draws a good outside box. Number 7, Hazardous Humor, wins today's third race out at Aqueduct.
All right. Now, the track is going to start out in good condition, and it's going to be sunny all day there at Aqueduct today, and it's not going to be freezing temperatures. It'll be cool, but it's not going to be freezing temperatures. So by that third race, the track could be close to being fast, huh?
Well, I don't know about that, because really it's thawing out. You know, it's not so much the rain, but the temperatures are up in the 40s today where they were freezing for the last week or so. So the fact that the temperature's warming up, you know, I think the track is more thawing out than anything else, and that's what's causing moisture in the track at this point.
Okay, you got it, my man. In the third race, the 7, Hazardous Humor on any type of track today, the 7 in the third race at Aqueduct. Where are we going next?
Let's go to Oaklawn today. We're not doing Gulfstream. I didn't like the card. It was kind of chalky, so I look for some value in Oaklawn 7th race today, 6 furlongs on the main track. It's an allowance race, and I like the number 5 horse in here, Navy Seal, a 7-year-old gelding from the Nancy Knott barn. Julian Leperu aboard to ride. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. This horse fires every time. Number 5, Navy Seal. Navy Seal wins today's 7th race out at Oaklawn.
Well, let's seal the victory for Navy Seal in the 7th race. The 5, Navy Seal, Julian Leperu aboard. The 5 in the 7th race. Got to tell you, if you can connect the dots at Oaklawn, they are really paying some nice prices, aren't they?
The pick 5s are unbelievable. Yeah. It's kind of like Turfway Park, by the way. Every day you get a $20,000, $30,000 pick 5. You get lucky there, you're going home with a smile on your face.
No question about that. As a matter of fact, talking about Turfway Park, yesterday they had the second highest payoff in the nation. They had a pick 4 yesterday, 50-cent pick 4 yesterday for Turfway. They paid $21,117.51. So I know what you're talking about, that's for sure. Okay, let's go.
By the way, they have another carryover, I think, in their late pick 5 tonight, over $130,000, if I saw that correctly, but if you're telling me the pick 4 paid $21,000, it's a good chance that pick 5 wasn't hit.
I do not see a pick 5 carryover. Yes, I do. The pick 5 carryover at Turfway Park, $133,384. I might have missed that on the menu, so I'm glad you said
that. You did, but I didn't.
That's right. Well, that's why I got you there, pal. The late pick 5 carryover, $133,384 today at Turfway. So, We'll have to take
every
it.
Other day. They seem to have one of those carryovers. Right? It's amazing how many they have. It really is.
Maybe we ought to, get in earnest on handicapping the synthetic racetracks. Then that's for sure.
Well,
all right. Let's get to Santa Anita. Give me a winner at Santa Anita.
6th race today, 5.5 furlongs on the main track. I like the number 7 horse in here, Almost Snow. This is a 5-year-old gelding for the Tim McKenna barn, and this train has done very well with horses that he's shipping down from Northern California. Acel Espinoza aboard to ride. He's listed 3-1 on the morning line. I think we'll get every bit of it, and this is a late pick 5, pick 6 single, number 7, Almost Snow, in today's 6th race out at Santa Anita.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're wishing for it, but you ain't going to get it in Southern California. Almost Snow, just the name of the horse, the seven horse in the sixth race at Santa Anita is your play. And, of course, you got four sheets today, huh? You've got Oaklawn, Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and
Gulfstream.
You do have Gulfstream, but you didn't give us a pick at Gulfstream. Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was kind of chalky. You know, I want to give players some meat on the bones.
Well, we like the meat on the bones, that's for sure. Hey, thanks a lot, Jonathan. And don't forget to get his selections at those tracks right now, full selections at his websites. Right, Jonathan?
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe. Be well. We'll chat in the morning.
All right. You got it, my man. And when we get back from our next break, we're going to get Rich Eng to tell us all about his update on his prop bets. We'll do a recap on that for the Super Bowl, get the latest spread on the Super Bowl, and we'll get a pick from him, too. You know, he had a winner yesterday at the races. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives, kind of struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday as we're starting to ramp up to the Super Bowl weekend here at the South Point. Remember, this is the only place you should be for the Super Bowl if you're here in Las Vegas. Trust me, trust me, trust me. The big game parties here on Sunday will feature free admission to the Grand Ballroom. You have the Exhibit Hall, Napa, and the showroom, and the lounges and the books as well. Here at the South. Simply put, the entire place is going to be Super Bowl Central. And of course, the sportsbook has the multitude of prop bets. Free admission, must be 21, however, to go to the parties there. The doors will open at 10:30 in all the ballrooms, etc. Of course, the race book and the property will be open 24 hours. There'll be betting windows and self-betting kiosks as well. And I don't even have to tell you about all of the great of food and beverage prices. It's just ridiculous. You got to just come here and see it. It's amazing. All right. Let's go out to Rich Eng now, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, let's do this. Since peeps are starting to, gear up and taking a look at the Super Bowl now that it's within sight, you had quite a few prop bets that you've been kind of peppering in over the last week and a half. Why don't you recap those prop bets for us real quick?
Yeah, here are the bets that I have in pocket, Ralph. And it starts, my main bet for the entire game is a six-point teaser where I have Philadelphia plus 7.5 and the total for the game over 43.5. That is my main play for the game, and I jumped on that early. And so, knock on wood, I'm rooting for the Eagles. My second pocket pick is Dallas Goedert, the tight end for the Philadelphia Eagles, over 4.5 catches. I think he's going to be a busy camper, Ralph, whether he catches the balls over the middle of the field. And a lot of times they kind of swing him out to the flat and throw him like a tight end screen. But I think Goddard's going to be a busy guy on Sunday. Total punts is my third. I think there's going to be a lot of fourth down attempts, a lot of field goal attempts, a lot of decent drives by both teams. Hopefully the punters are going to be sitting there with you and me watching the football game, Ralph. Under 6.5 punts for the game. And the one I just added recently is the running back for the Kansas City Chiefs, Kareem Hunt, to score a touchdown in the game, plus 140. And that's the idea is that if the Chiefs get into the red zone, especially inside the 5-yard line, they've been giving them the football and letting them try to pound it in. So Kareem Hunt is the last one. And I do have one I'm going to actually bet tomorrow. I'm shopping for price, but it'll be a prop, Ralph, with a lot of extra meat on the bone, so it won't be one of these short-priced kind of chalky plays. I'll have a price play tomorrow.
Okay, good tease there, my man, for the Super Bowl on Sunday. Kareem Hunt, I could see that happening because they're going to be concentrating for a running play, I think, on Pacheco. And certainly, what did you get the price on that? You didn't give us the price on that.
Kareem Hunt's plus 140 to score any time in the game.
And I believe you have a good bet on Goddard over 4.5 catches as well. Because they'll be concentrating a lot on Mr. Barkley as Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
All right, so a lot of ways to play the Super Bowl. From you can make a bet from who's going to win the coin toss to the last play of the game and all that stuff in between. Pages of propositions, and he is here at the South Point. Want to remind everybody too, right here on the YouTube. South Point Simulcasting Network at YouTube, the streaming network here. You got to watch Sports by the Book for today and tomorrow because they're going to go over a lot of that stuff. If you've never watched the show, you got to do it today because they're going to go over a lot of stuff for the Super Bowl as well. Well, Richie, you and Jonathan landed on a nice horse yesterday at Gulfstream Park. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, 2 for 2 with my horses this week. Let's see if we can make it 3 for 3. Santa Anita, race number 8, 6 furlongs, optional claimer 20. There's a lot of speed in this race, Ralph, so a horse I thought could get a nice stalking trip is the number 4, Wind Ribbon. Juan Hernandez riding for Peter Miller. I kind of expect him to sit mid-pack, maybe four or five lanes off the lead and try to run him down late. The 4, Wind Ribbon, race 8.
All right, in the fourth horse, I should say, in the 8th race. The 8th race, number 4, Wind Ribbon. The 4, Wind Ribbon, with jockey Juan Hernandez aboard. We'll wait and see if Juan Hernandez climbed to the top of the jockey standings again. We'll get that in just a minute from John Lendo. You know, Flavian Pratt was up there for a while. We'll see the latest tally. But in any case, he's one of the tops, that's for sure, Juan Hernandez. He's riding number 4, Wind Ribbon, the 4 horse in the 8th race today at Santa Anita. Don't forget, folks, Richie does have a full sheet of handicapping for Santa Anita today right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Thanks for the tease, Richie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Val. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Coming up next, our closing act. You know what it is, John and Jerry. John Lindo's up next. Will the flood in the tunnel stop racing today? I don't think so, but let's check when we get back with John Lindo for Santa Anita. Don't go away.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Burrito, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports. F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after 2 games.
Who's we?
Okay, me. Yeah. I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the Charge Colts. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bump.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN and join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of joke, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Hey,
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday. We're ramping it up for the big weekend here at the South Point. By the way, I was wondering what Napa, the Napa is the name of one of the other big ballrooms up on the second floor. So here's the deal. They've got several big ballrooms up on the second floor here at the South Point. All of them will be having separate Super Bowl parties going on. So come on down and pick your ballroom that you want to go in and enjoy it. And the big screen TVs are almost as big as the wall of the ballroom itself. So you'll have no problem watching that game, no matter where you're at in that ballroom. Okay, let's go out to John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. What's the deal with flooding the tunnel?
Well, we got a little rain last night at Santa Anita. And if you know the barn area of Santa Anita, there's a tunnel that goes under the main track and turf course that leads the horses out to the training track to train there.
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently they, you know, got some water in there and they tried to use the pump they used to get the water out, but no power. So they had to, they're ad-libbing right now. They're supposed to open the training track for training in about 10 minutes. We'll see. There won't be any workouts up there now. Won't no workouts on the main track or the training track. And I think we're still a go. Everything's on the main track today. The one turf race came off. And I would expect maybe that main track with a little moisture, it might be a little quicker than what you usually see.
So as far as any of the rain in Southern California, what about that?
It's supposed to taper off today. We're going to be good Saturday, Sunday. I don't know. I'm not up there how much rain they got. And it's just a matter of, you know, they'll walk the course and make sure that the main track is okay to race. And then we'll go or we won't.
All I got to say is, if we'll know, because they will walk that track, and we know they're very tedious about running races on too much. I was very much surprised last weekend that they ran in what looked like mud there. And yes, folks, they can run in mud in Southern California, honestly. In any case,
and you can run safely too.
Yeah, that's right. In any case, Santa Anita starts another weekend of racing there. And as always, on the first day of the each weekend, you give us an update on the jockey trainer standings.
Yeah, with Flavia Pratt making a cash withdrawal at Tampa Bay last week. Juan Hernandez is now the leading jockey again. He's got 26 wins. Flavia Pratt has 24. And Umberto Rispoli rounds out the top three. He's got 18 winners. As far as the trainers go, I think Bob Baffert won 5 races last week. He now is the leader with 15 wins overall. Mark Ladd and Jeff Mullins are tied for second with 12, and Doug O'Neill has 10. And for you, Ralph, favorites, 194 races run at Santa Anita. Favorites have won 94 times. That's 48.5% for the meet.
For me? That's for me? I don't think so. That's for sure. But at least it's better than the 51% we had last week or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's trending toward the norm, right?
And by the way, I want to thank Sean a lot. He's given us nice graphics for the jockey trainer standings now on our show. So good work there, Sean. In any case, that's what we have today. Your Lindo Report today covers Santa Anita. And because Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park are now adding that coast-to-coast pick five on Fridays, you have a coast-to-coast pick five suggestion as well on today's Lindo Report, as you will over the weekend. You'll have all of the selections for all the races today at Santa Anita, a suggested late pick four, all the goody information we just talked about, and a coast-to-coast pick five as well on today's Lindo Report. Comprehensive Lindo Report for today, available in only one place in this gaming capital. It's right here at the South Point. It is compliments to the race players here, free of charge, because they love horse players here at the South Point. All right, John, well, let's take a look at what's happening today at Santa Anita. The fourth race, as you say, has come off the turf at 6 furlongs. They'll go to the main track today. And it looks like a good gambling card, I think, today.
Yeah, let's hope everything holds together, because, you know, that's the whole thing. If we do get the inclement weather, which we had, and hopefully most of the horses stay in. I don't think the main track until last night took any significant amount of rain. So they've had chances to prepare for it. They have not been on their main track working horses the last couple of days. So it should be in good shape. And when I checked with the racing office yesterday, they were, quote-unquote, you know, highly likely to run today. So I'm assuming we are going to race today.
All right, so they sealed the track then, and then now they're opening it up with the tractors?
Yeah, I don't know if there was a seal. They at least floated the track, but because there's been no workers, there's no designation as track condition for workout time, so I just don't know.
Okay.
They said it's likely to be good or fast today. That was last night. I don't know if it's changed because of the weather.
All righty. Well, we'll deal with what they got. As long as they run the races, we'll be playing and watching. You got a pick for us today?
Yeah, let's go down to the ninth and final, Ralph. In the ninth race today, number one, Shore Lodge, showed good speed debuting on the turf, but he was real green on the turn, got shuffled back, and you know, a lot of things went wrong. I just think he needed the outing, the experience. He gets to the dirt today. He's got the speed to flee the rail. And trainer Brian Corner, very, very good with second-time starters here. If he shakes loose, he could get brave. He's 8-1 on the program. Number one, Shore Lodge, a live long shot, race number nine at Santa Anita.
All right, good enough. Love that 8-1 shot there in the ninth and final race, number one, Shore Lodge. Number one, Shore Lodge, the one horse in the ninth race at Santa Anita, and it'll get us out a winner and a nice little dinner as well. And John, of course, has the full Linda report here at the South Point. John, I would have to say thank you very much, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, you got it, my man. Now let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, you know, you made the most out of that pick yesterday at Aqueduct. Sometimes, like you say, short fields, you can get a good solid price on a short field as well.
Sure, that was a great example of a short-priced overlay.
Right.
We should have been 4-5 or even money. We got a little more than that, and the exact is paid well. Trifecta played well. The superfecta paid well.
I think
interesting card yesterday. It was like you said. It was seven races and it was kind of short fields. But we also caught our pop out key in the last race, paid 1460. Mm-hmm. So if you go through the discipline of going race by race, looking for overlays, playing the overlays, they're all playable cards. They really are. And that was a good example yesterday.
And all I can say, folks, is, you know, our handicappers give, I ask for a horse. They give us a horse in a race, you know, on their sheets, etc. But that's just the tip of the iceberg of all the work they do. And in order to really judge our handicappers, and I have, and I think we got the best group of handicappers anywhere, that you do the entire body of work. And as he said, that last race produced a nice winner at $14 even if you get Jerry J's Power Pages, which are available right now for Santa Anita and Aqueduct at jerryjspowerpage.com.
True.
All right, Jerry, pick out a couple of winners for us, buddy. Let's keep the mojo going.
Okay, well, the one I listed at Aqueduct scratched overnight, Atta Kelly, in the third race. So we're going to go to the sixth race for my second or my other featured play, My Vanilla, from Jimmy Ryerson. This is a very basic speed and fade angle that we like so much. I think this filly, My Vanilla, can probably take advantage of that inside post today. And at 3-1 with Liscano up, I'm kind of liking her an awful lot. I'll take the 2 over the 4-5-7 small reverses. 2-4-5-7 back over the 2. But the 2, My Vanilla, in race number 6.
All right, sixth race at Aqueduct today. You like the 2, My Vanilla. The 2 over 4-5-7 and reverse. The reverse small. You really like My Vanilla as the anchor bet there. The 2 in the sixth race at Aqueduct. What about Santa Anita?
Hey, what are we doing, Ralph? Are we chasing money, 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 money? Number 9 in the eighth race, chasing money.
All right. Eighth race.
Not much of a singer.
Eighth race, the 9, chasing money. By the way, it's spelt a little different, but we get the gist.
Money, money, money. Listen, this is some players are just the horse has some back class. The horse has some power. It's a Mark Ladd horse coming off a little freshening from December. Fake jockey. We don't know who Chavez is here in this case, but we'll take it if we get 4-1 or better. We'll take the 9 mm-hmm. in race number 8, chasing money. Play the 9 with the 3-6-7, reverse 3-6-7 back over the 9. The form isn't perfect. There's a lot of unknowns here, but what we have is a lot of value if we get anything like the 4-1 or better.
Okay, now you have the 9. Over 3-6-7 in the eighth race. We have a Scirocco play here because Rich Ang came earlier with the four. So the Scirocco play is going to be the exacta box 4994. Do you want to throw the four in with your link-ups as well?
I most certainly do. That's part of my play.
All right. The 9 over 3, 4, 6, 7, and reverse. The Scirocco play is the 4994 exacta box. And again, Jerry J's Power Page of San Anita and Aqueduct available at jerryjspowerpage.com. And as we always do, the final word on the show usually is always Jerry, and he's going to do it today.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Scirocco at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.